Yeah, Wham! Club Tropicana to start us off on a Wednesday morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. I think we're going to play Club Tropicana, especially for Nice Dan in Cork. Dan 2.0.
There you go, Nice Dan.
Because he's saying that it's a balmy morning
in Newtown Shandrum.
It looks like rain, though.
What's he going to do? Is that it? Oh, so there you go.
Newtown Shandrum is the place. It just keeps giving, doesn't it?
It just keeps giving.
It's the most musical village, town, place, whatever
it's
it is.
Fantastic
in the world.
It is what it is, yeah.
Never has Newtown Shandrum ever encountered such fame until Dan 2.0 launched himself on the nation.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, he's their finest ambassador.
He is their
finest. If they only had a mayor, it would and should be Mr. Dan 2.0, so it should be.
I absolutely concur with that. By the way, English Ian is back. Did anybody notice English Ian was gone?
Well, in fairness now, there wasn't a shout out of him for a long time.
Way out with that. Spill for you. Welcome back,
though, English Ian.
English Ian, yeah. We missed you. No two ways about it. And by the way, Lizzie's still listening to us with her three kids in New York. She was delighted with her shout out yesterday morning.
Yeah?
Yeah. She says it's better than seeing the sights of New York to have a shout out from home.
Well, where are you staying in New York then? Do you know what I mean? I'd get into one of the nicer areas if that's the case.
Yeah. What's this? The Gooner. What's he talking? Morning, lads. Got my first win of the season. I don't know what he's talking about.
He's talking about, was there an Arsenal win or something?
There was no game on last night, was there?
No, I don't know what that's
Gooner's
about.
Losing his mind or whatever. Morning PJ and Jim. It's so dark now in the morning.
It is,
Margaret. Hate this time of year.
Smell a poo off it, yeah. That's it.
She's not looking forward to running and racing with the old kids going, but when are the kids back in school? Is it next week, is it?
Oh, jeepers, I don't know. It's the first week of September always, isn't it?
Tara has just come in my... Sorry, I better rephrase that. Tara has just spoken in my ear to say, yes, it is next week.
Ah, deadly, yeah. Well, there you go. It sort of gives and it takes, doesn't it? You know what I mean? You get more space on the road but then for certain times, but then it's worse off for the other times. Yeah.
But you
God
always...
forbid these little shites would walk to school like they used to years ago, you know what I mean?
There's always a bright side. Look at this, Greg and Ballinasloe. Morning, gents. It was a pleasant surprise this morning to walk my dog, Ronnie, without horizontal bullet rain.
Yeah.
He's easily pleased, Greg. Doesn't ask for much.
That, in fairness to him, I see what he's talking about. Who cares about, you know, once you're not getting lashed over, sure, it's not that bad.
Yeah. Oh, my God, lads, I need the lights on for the first morning mucking out the horses.
Yeah, it's like that, yeah. You can see it's not like proper darky dark yet. Because you can still see out over the bay and that coming in, you know, but it's not... I mean, it's still like the night time, though, Jim, though.
You're absolutely right.
I don't like it.
Anyway, Anne-Marie, mucking out the horse, is it? What time is that? That probably happened at 6 o'clock this morning, did it, 5:30?
Oh, jeez. Oh, sure, look, I know. Like, we're not
when it comes to horses, yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't know anything about horses.
What's your famous phrase?
I don't know. It was neither rich enough nor poor enough to own a horse.
That's the one.
So there's what can you do?
Yeah. Although, being a Finglas lad, I have encountered horses on many occasions. Never actually kind of like...
Yeah, but you were never an urban cowboy.
No, I never got to...
Like I was telling
that's
you...
That's the one thing I would like to do. I would like to learn to ride a horse.
Would you? Yeah.
Yeah,
you
I don't know why, but I just kind of have that thing that I think it'd be...
Did you never ride a horse? No.
Never, no.
It's good crack.
Not
yeah,
even a blooming pony ride on a beach or anything.
Ah, Jim, you should... Well, the pony rides on the beach are long gone. I think they're a thing of the past. Jeepers.
Blackpool at the end of the pier job.
The old donkey in Killarney, you know. but I'd say, it's a good experience. It's a great thing to do, yeah.
Right.
You get a stubborn old horse, Tom. They know you're ticking. They take the piss out of you, to be honest with you.
You've come unstuck, have you?
It does happen. Like
you've gotten into an intellectual battle with a horse and come off the loser,
well,
have you?
I'll tell you what happens, right. A horse can tell if you know what you're doing or not.
Right.
And if they know by experience, they know an experienced rider or not. Believe it or not.
So
if you get on, you give them the commands. And
horses
they go,
are looking at each other going, I've got a good one here.
They
wait
do,
to see,
yeah.
Wait to see this.
They actually do.
Wait to see what I do to you, man.
Genuinely, that's exactly... Anyone that rides horses will tell you they do.
Yeah.
So if you get on the horse and you're not the same, or you're like, oh, no, whoop, and you don't kick hard or whatever, they're like, kick away, horse. I'm eating. They actually no, not for you, man.
The Wexkin's been on. He says, I'm delighted to be able to cast a shadow today. But I'm so tired, I'd sleep on a 5-sod reversible for the most of it. Why are people talking in strange tongues today?
I don't know what
between
that's
the Wexican and the Gooner, nobody can work out what the hell anybody is talking about.
I'm going to be able to cast a shadow. But I'm so sorry to sleep in a five-sod. I don't know what the hell that means.
Right, okay.
That's now, no, that's Mexico business, that is.
You have all lost your
having
mind.
Having a Riddler's when you're going
up
on
now.
There,
that's yeah? The end of it. You've ruined it for everybody. I'm stop reading the text now. Good luck.
Jeepers.
Isn't it ironic all the same, eh?
It definitely. Very ironic is what it is. I don't know what we're talking about. And that's the irony of it. That it's so ironic. What a stupid song. I love the song to listen to. And yeah. I think Alanis Morissette's a genius. She's fantastic. But that.
But you have said on many occasions, you
but
don't
she
find
confuses
any
irony with inconvenience, is all she said. You know what I mean? It's not irony.
Or just plain bad luck.
10,000 spells, and all you need is a knife. That's just inconvenient. There's no irony to that. That's, she doesn't know what irony means. That's all it is. But anyway,
anyway, listen, let's get on the old birthday kick because I'm feeling there could be another good one for you today. Remember the on the Monday, we only had three to choose from. We got all three right.
I did. Bloody hell, yes. There you go.
And
so
we're in the same
you.
We're in the same slim pickings area today, I'm afraid.
Yay.
Literally only three.
Good.
All of them well-known names.
Fairly so. Good. Right, well, so. Not so good, actually.
No,
no,
seriously, this one is going to be good because this is one of your favourites. You've often admitted on this show to being a huge fan of this particular show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this particular lady, I think.
This has been in the works for about 2 years. It's about a middle-aged woman who is a drug addict, an alcoholic, mm-hmm. and a sex addict. I thought, why would they
You're
cast
selling
me?
It really well.
And her boyfriend is a 26-year-old stud.
Now, the important bit of that was, unfortunately, Graham Norton spoke all over her, but it was when, why would they cast me as a...
Yeah, because she's obviously
addict,
at least two of the three,
addict.
I'd say, in real life.
Yeah.
Or
do you know
two
who it
four.
Is?
Who? No.
It is Kim Cattrall.
Oh!
Of your Sex in the City.
Sex in the City fame, yes. Yeah. Well, there you go.
A
she's
show
actually,
you loved. You often went on about how much you loved those girls.
Oh, yeah, I do love those girls. It was a great old TV show. It's an awful thing that, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker and herself actually hate each other in real life.
Do they?
Oh, my God. Proper. Full on despisios of each other.
How do you?
She slated her on her Instagram. Sarah Jessica Parker made some. She made some comments about them being friends and all. She was like, "We're not friends. You're an arse, basically." If you want to see it, she slated her. Oh, went through. Her.
Come here. Were they friends when they stopped
never.
Making? Oh,
never
even when
friends.
They were making it.
Never got on. Never got on at all. Said she was ridiculed by the other girls in the gang for a lot of the time. And then when it finished, it got went from bad to worse, as
who,
they say.
Who was ridiculed?
Kim Cattrall.
Right.
And then when it went from bad to worse, apparently. And there you go. So when Sarah Jessica Parker made some comments about them being friends or whatever, there was a huge post. Oh, my jeepers. You want to see it?
Shrimp bananas.
Yeah, friends are you? Oh, we'll tell you who your friends are. You're not my friend. They smell a horse off you. Might have paraphrased
it. Yeah. You may have added a bit of dub in there, yeah.
Yeah, but it was, I tell you, it was like, it was hefty stuff.
That's
hefty
mad.
Old
How
stuff,
do you do
yeah?
that, like? Although, sure, for God's sake, look at us. We managed to make everybody think that we get on.
Well, sure, we don't talk to each other at all. You know what I mean? The killings after the microphones go down in here. Killings. That's if we're talking to each other at all.
That's all, yeah. Sometimes we can't even be bothered to insult each other.
Okay, will you tell Jim
that he's an arse?
Oh, yeah, he is the backside of a gibbon.
We have to pass our insults to other people. Yeah.
And Mike is like, oh, gee. Look,
PJ said you're the back end of a gibbon.
You heard him anyway, didn't you? No, because
no,
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything. I just hear hot air sometimes.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. All I hear is the constant fart mouthing of an idiot. So would you tell him that, please? Oh, my God. He says you're a fart mouthing idiot. Yeah. So we know what it's like.
Anyway, so would you have taken a side now? Are you Kim Cattrall or are you SJP?
I was never mad about SJP, even though she's a big Donegal fan and everything, you know.
That's right, Jim.
Yeah, the son is mad for Donegal GAA and they have a gaff and all up there, but Kim Cattrall made a movie with Brendan Gleeson that'll do.
Her and Ferris Bueller.
That's right, Jim. Yeah. I always forget it's him.
Yeah.
He's a head case as well. She killed someone in Northern Ireland. In a road traffic accident.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make him a head case. That was a terrible accident. What a terrible thing for me to say. Not a head case at all. There you go. You were right when you said the hot air fart mouth.
Mike, would you tell PJ that he...
he is a hot air fart mouth idiot. And the spawn of the devil. Right, I got to say, Kim Cattrall is 63.
Yes!
Yay!
Oh my God.
Hey!
could it happen? Has it ever happened twice in 1 week?
No, it hasn't, no.
Right, definitely okay. God, no, I'm excited now. Right, what about, which of these will I give you? Let's go with the athlete first, right?
Right.
Probably more likelihood for this. Usain Bolt.
Oh, yeah.
One time, well, it's probably...
Fastest man in the world.
Yeah, like literally fastest man on the planet.
Yeah.
If nobody beats your record, right, and you just get older... Can you still call yourself the fastest man on the planet?
I think you probably can. Can you?
If he's 70, you know, in many, many years to come.
Yeah.
And nobody's managed to beat his record. Will he still be the fastest man on the planet?
I think he still can. You know what I mean? No one's tested you. So for all they know, 85-year-old Usain Bolt. I'm still. I'll show you, suckers. That's still win that to the Olympic Games.
I may need a stick.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to say Usain Bolt. Right, he's in his 30s anyway, isn't he?
Mm.
Oh, is he in the low end or the high end? I'm going to go for a 33.
Yeah!
Oh! Over there! Over there!
Right, and you know what that means, God. Don't you? You know
I'll
what
tell
that
you
means.
Something now. This is a good week. This is a good
means we have to get
week.
Rid of that.
Right.
And we have to bring in this.
Yeah.
This is the special music that only gets played.
And for all that don't know, Mike is now filming this, so you can see I'm not cheating. I'm actually looking at a picture of a Millennium Candle. So there you go.
Millennium Candle?
Yeah, just someone found one in their bedroom. I'm looking at the picture of it.
Very good, very good.
A Millennium Candle.
Right, okay, so Kim Cattrall was 63. Usain Bolt was 33. One last one left. It is a legend, by the way, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And the important thing here, when you decide... And what to go for is, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Because it is
know
the birthday.
Know when to walk away.
It is the birthday of Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Country music legend and Santa Claus lookalike.
And chicken salesman of America now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I thought, when you said that once before, right... I thought you were confusing him with Colonel Sanders.
No! He's got a chain of restaurants called Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Oh,
yeah,
brilliant.
He's got a whole load of chicken restaurants all over the USA.
I was thinking to myself, PJ's lost his mind. He thinks Kenny Rogers is your man that does KFC.
No, he does his own. He does KFC. It's Kenny Fried Chicken.
Kenny Fried Chicken.
He does Kenny Fried Chicken.
I love
yeah,
it.
He's
I
the,
love
it. The made man, country music legend. Right, now, this is harder, actually. I'm a little bit all over the place. I'd say he's in his 80s. Is he in his 80s? No, he's not.
Am I allowed to say? Oh. Am I allowed to give him a...
He's obviously not in his 80s then.
Hang on a second. No, come on. I don't want to give him a bum steer now. I don't want to be accused of... Right, oh, go on. I'll tell you. He is in his 80s.
So, yeah. So, I was beating up the right track. Thank you very much, Mike Hogan. He's so straight. He's like a clamper, that lad. What was it we called him yesterday? Scumbags. Right. I got to say... Right, he's in his 80s. And I'd say he's... Oh, he's middle to far end of it as well. Fart. Oh, this is very hard now. Kenny Rogers of Kenny Rogers Fried Chicken and Roasters, the country music legend, is 85 years old.
He's 81.
He enjoyed that. Did you see the face he put on?
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff, Tara. 6:34. How are you doing?
Good morning.
What's your story today?
You know
happy hump day and all
happy
that.
Happy hump day. And it's great that it's hump day. But I have to have a bit of a moan.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, it's proper dark. And I know what you were saying, PJ, that, you know, there was still a little bit of light.
I know. I'm literally trying to look on the bright side.
I know you are, but that's because you come in a bit later than the rest of us, you lazy sod. You see, the rest of us, you come in early.
Says a woman who comes in 50 days a year. You know what I mean?
It's when I come in, I'm here early. It's proper dark. Like, it's proper winter dark.
Yeah, I've actually, this is the first week as well. I know, fair play to PJ now, he's flying the flag, he's braving it out. But I have to say, I kind of, even though the temperatures haven't dropped dramatically, I've gone with the jeans now, I've left the shorts off this week.
I'm only in the jeans because I'm on the motorbike. I would be in shorts, it's still definitely, anything over 10 degrees is short weather.
Well, I mean, I walked out of my house this morning in my t-shirt going, looks like winter.
You should have worn more clothes than that, to be fair.
No, I have a cardigan with me and I have a jacket with me, but I wasn't
wearing
them.
You're supposed
them.
To wear stuff on the bottom of your body as well.
Yeah. I did have jeans.
Good stuff.
But yeah, no, it's like, it's looking proper. I mean, when I was getting ready to come out to work this morning, I was thinking to myself, my inner narrative was telling me, we'll have to have the heating controls on now shortly, won't we?
Yeah. Start to set the heating.
Yeah.
You really are depressing this morning.
Or in PJ's case, dig out that other jumper.
Yeah, just get the duvet onto the couch. No way I'm paying for it.
Maybe time to book a holiday, lads. What do you think?
Sting in the tail.
There's always going to be that narrative.
Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles, and It's My Life, Dr. Alban. From the 90s.
Who's that?
Number.
Dr. Alban.
Dr. Alban.
Is he the fella? Who's the fella that's a real doctor?
What?
There's a doctor that was a real dentist or something. Was that Dr. Alban?
Who was a dentist?
Yeah, something like that. It was a doctor.
A pop star.
Gave up one to do the other and then went back to the other. I think it might be Dr. Alban.
Wow.
Is it? Now you have me curious. I think
you'd
Dr.
Alban. You have to look for that.
See, I didn't know any songs that Dr. Alban sang. What one was it? I wasn't even listening to him there. I was in the middle of something.
What was it called?
Is he a real doctor?
It's My Life.
Mind you, you can be a real doctor of anything these days, can't you?
Yeah. Off the internet.
Well, no, anyway. You can be a doctor of, like, you know, theatre and all. And a doctor of, doctor of hot temperatures and all. Do you know what I mean? Roy Keane's a doctor, like. You know, as gifted as he is.
Oh, yeah. You know. You mean you can be just given one?
Yeah. Like, you can get the name doctor fairly handy. And I'm looking at him there. He's not the fellow.
Does he look like a doctor now?
Oh, Swedish.
Somebody's saying Professor Cox.
Oh, that's probably the lad, yeah.
Who's as in Brian Cox?
Yeah. Wasn't he a music man for a long time? He was a music man and he's an actual
scientist.
You're
not talking about the bloke from D-Ream.
Yeah, that's him, isn't
it? Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's a scientist.
Where did the dentist come from? He's a physicist or something.
Same thing.
Dentist, physicist.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
They both go.
There's an ist in there, isn't there?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
They both have an ist.
Well, a dentist just works on the mouth, whereas a physicist works on the outside of the mouth.
everywhere outside the mouth.
Everywhere outside the mouth, yeah. There you go.
What have we got here? Right, morning PJ and Jim. Want to wish my junior sibling, Janice, happy birthday today. Hitting the big 4-0.
Hey, welcome to the fourth floor, everybody.
That's from Tracy in Galway. So, Janet, happy birthday to you.
Pay no attention to anyone, Janet. 40 is deadly, so it is.
Yeah. Happy hump day from Sinead. Herself and her husband, Paul, are off on Friday to Cuba for their jollies.
Hey, go on.
Off to Cuba.
No,
a place I've
mate.
Never been. You've been, have
I've
you?
Been to Cuba, yeah. And? I did a mad trip in Cuba, actually. It was great. Just jumped in and rented a car and just kept driving. It was a mental thing to do, but it was great crack, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really, because there's no public exotic. Transport, so you keep getting stopped by the army and the police and all, and they just put people into the car.
Right, so this is very reassuring for Paul and
Sinead. No, they're really friendly. Like, there's no, it's not real, it's not madness. Like, not that, it was just mad that you're driving around with people. Local people just driving them home all the time. You know, that your holiday ends up being you as a taxi.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. You're just bailing everybody in.
Yeah.
Apparently a truck has shed its load coming out of Dublin Port there at Alexandra Road.
Oh, brilliant. That's just one what you lane. Need, isn't it? Just one of the busiest roads ever. Just before rush hour. Shedding its load.
Down to one lane, apparently, towards the Three Arena.
Oh, that's going to be a pox later on.
Brendan has said, thank God for the motorbike. Which for
Yeah, for me today, thankfully. Yeah. That's going to be a pox around there. If you can go wherever you need to go a different way, I'd definitely do it.
Phil in Eden Derry is feeling the nip this morning. Who's that? Oh, Margaret's back.
He's
on.
In the nip this morning. Fair play.
Tell PJ fishing for clues is cheating.
No, it isn't. There's nothing cheating about a clue. Even Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, they give you three chances of getting different clues.
And asking the audience and everything. I'm more of PJ and Jim. I live in Cape Town.
You can phone your mates, for God's sake. You
exactly.
Know what I mean?
I live in Cape Town and listen to you every morning on the internet radio. Absolutely love the show from Marietta Donnelly. Marietta Donnelly in Cape Town listening to us.
Amazing. I think now Cape Town's one
fantastic.
Of those places that is very, very far away, but because of the longitude and latitude, they're kind of on the same time as us.
Is that the way it goes?
Think so, yeah. I think they're more or less the same sort of time as us there.
Did your
Cape
dentist
Town.
Tell you that? Because he's big on the old.
Of a very physical dentist, yeah.
Although to be fair to you, somebody, at least one person anyway, has said, who's this? Ronan Taylor says yes, that Dr. Alban was a dentist.
You see, I knew there was something going on.
You and Ronan certainly believe it.
I knew there was something like that.
The rest of the world's not 100%.
I'm telling you, there's something going on
there. Something in it.
The doctor thing, he didn't come up with it just as being a doctor of rap and roll. Yeah. Oh, there, yeah, look, he is.
Have you found it on the tinternet?
Yeah, he spent his most of his youth in his hometown. I don't even know how to pronounce it. And travelled to Sweden to study dentistry. So there you go. He only got into the DJ gear to sort of pay for his studies as a dentist.
Wow.
So would you give it over? I was actually right about something.
We should give you another day off.
Never went
that.
Back to it. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Give Tara a day off for that.
087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. All the regulars are here today. It's good old week for winning prizes. Apart from the hit bit, of course, which is on the way in about an hour's time. You can check that out on classichits.ie. We're playing for about €520 on that, so you can have a bash at it. As I say, classichits.ie if you want to check it out first. But certainly a good week in the breakfast table quiz, because you don't have to win anything. Well, you don't have to get anything right, sorry, to win something.
That's everybody's a winner on the breakfast table quiz today. Everybody's getting at least a £50 voucher. So
absolutely.
It's upgraded to a £300 if you have the highest score on the Friday. But it's getting there now. I think the scores are high enough. It's 11, isn't it?
11. 11 is the score to beat.
So might as well play and grab yourself a free 50.
And
free
anything 50. Else catching your eye on the old menu today?
There's plenty going on. Yeah, Lions being an actual lifesaver.
Wow.
There you go. How about that?
That's going to make you feel great.
Yeah, it'll make lots of people feel great.
When you're getting up at 4:30.
At 10 to 7 in the morning. If you had a light in, you could have saved your life. Hey, how about that?
Classic hits.
Yeah, Simply Red and Fairground. Sorry about that. That sort of slipped through the net there. I didn't notice it coming up there.
You don't look very sorry, Kev, if you don't mind me saying.
I was just, you know.
You look like you're having a great time grooving and all. Just wiggling around in your seat.
Grooving?
Yeah, wiggling around in your seat listening to those Simply Redders.
Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7:10 on this Wednesday, 21st of August. 087-188-0008 as always. If you want to give us a shout, of course, Hitbit Hour this hour. Before 8 o'clock, we're going to play in around about 40 minutes or so. Classic Hit Study, good place to check it out to begin with. It's time.
It's time. The new Bond is in the works. We know we give out about Daniel. Well, I beg your pardon. I give out about Daniel Craig a lot because he's the... He's got the dream job in the world and he never stops giving out about it.
Yeah, he did get a bit moaning.
It's very hard to listen to that sort of carry on when you have it all handy. But anyway, in the news, it's likely to leave millions of fans of the movie franchise shaken, if not a little stirred. Fair play to the Daily Star for coming up with that line. It's pretty good. But we have the name of the new Bond movie.
Right.
The new Bond movie has been released. The name, they've given us a bit of a sort of a story behind it, the way it's going to work. And I have to say, it looks good. We're stepping back into the old days. It went a bit farcical for a while. It went a bit away from the original Bond flavour for a while. But I have to say, I'm excited again. So,
are you not a fan of the recent Bonds, no?
Not really, no.
I
much
think
more,
some of them are brilliant.
Everything after Roger Moore was a bit cack, you know?
Oh, my God.
So there you go. So
I think, to be fair to the new Bonds, like old Bonds, even the good ones with Sean Connery in them,
fantastic.
They were good, but you kind of had to, you know... You have to suspend disbelief a little bit.
What are you talking
They've
about?
They've made good movies from the Bond movies recently. Do you know what I mean? They're good movies in their own right.
No, it's all special effects and bang, bangy, boom, boom. It's all that now. You know what I mean? Gone are the days when Sean Connery raised an eyebrow.
Bang, bangy, boom,
and
boom.
A couple of Russians fell over. You know? Unbelievable.
Yeah, because that's how it happens in real life.
It is, man.
Roger Moore raises an eyebrow and people go, I think I'm joking.
Yes, that'll be from the poison I put in your martini. Ha ha ha.
You know what I mean?
Right, those so what's this then?
So, it's back to the old days with the title. I'm going to say, isolated, it doesn't sound like much, but when you put it in the context of it being a Bond movie title, I think it's fantastic.
What's it called?
No Time to Die.
Wow.
It's very good.
No Time to Die.
No Time to Die. Film has been taking place in Jamaica, right? And in Pinewood Studios in the UK, because they still do that with the Bond movies. They film all the indoor stuff in England and then they head off everywhere else. So here's the deal. Up until last night, the movie had been referred to as Bond 25. But now we know Too Young to Die is the new movie. And the new film will be the fourth.
No Time to Die, I thought.
No Time to Die, yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. What did I say again? Too late to die.
Too young, you said.
Too young to die.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just thinking of myself as usual. You know what I mean? I was just got wrapped up in my own situation there. As usual, like, I was thinking, how can I make this story about me, Jim? I was thinking, you know what I mean? How can I make a Bond film about me? Too young to die. I would be, Jim.
You'd be great in a Bond. You'd be a great Bond villain.
Yeah, I think I would be.
You know what you'd be great at? You'd be great as Q or something in it. You know, the gadgets guy.
Yeah, I would.
Especially if all the gadgets went wrong.
Yeah, and that's the part, something you have to get over.
I think this pen has poison. Oh my god.
I meant to say it was the other end. Sorry, are you alright? Oh, jeepers.
Yeah. If you were the new Q,
I'd love that, that would be special,
yeah.
Here's this new car. It's the Jaguar XF9 oil slick smokescreen dynamite. But I'm after losing the keys. So I'm going to give you me Volvo and you can tell me what it's like at the end of the movie.
Yeah. I forgot to put any diesel in it.
Yeah. And apparently it's all electric and hybrid and all now anyway. I don't like them, so you're not having it. Right, so in the new movie, right, so here's the thing. It'll be seen as he's left active service, right?
Right, he's gone.
So he's a retired...
Retired?
Agent,
interesting.
Yeah. Now, he's sitting there and he's on the beach. So instead, they'll find him enjoying the tranquil life. He's in Jamaica, flaking out on the old beach and that. And then his old friend, Felix Leiter. Is that his name?
From the CIA.
Yeah, from the CIA. Yeah, he comes and he says, listen, Bond, I need your help.
Except he does it in an American accent.
Well, you know what I mean. Bond would be doing whatever he'd be doing.
Yes, I know you do. It was always going to go down.
Prince Charles is playing Bond, is he?
Yeah! I'll tell you, there's a bit of Roger Moore in the old Charlie pants.
Yeah.
So the mission to rescue a kidnapped scientist ensues, and it turns out to be far more treacherous than expected, as all Bond movies do, leading the spy onto a trail of a mysterious villain. Yeah!
Brilliant.
It's back to the old days, man. It's naff, it's cheesy, and it's got that title, it's got the whole lot. I'm into it.
I'm really genuinely,
for the first time in a very, very, very long time, I'm really looking forward to seeing a Bond film.
Cool. So when can we get to see it? When is it out? Not next year?
It'll be next year, definitely. Oh, right. Yeah. So we won't see that this year. So they're finally only filming it now. You know these things, it could be 12 years the way they do things now. You know what I mean? And then you get the whole, dang, ding, 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 all this music.
It's coming soon.
Do you want to do a trailer there with the bit that's left?
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Yeah. Coming soon. Young to Die. We'll run with my title. Too Young to Die.
To a theater near you. In summer 2025.
Ah, for Jesus. Well, you know the way they advertise things so early, you're like,
longer than an Elton John concert
run.
It's unbelievable.
Elton John would be flaking out after this. Even Elton John would be finished his tour going, it's not Bond movie out yet. I've been on tour. I've been on my farewell tour for 5 years. I still haven't seen the stupid thing. What's going on with the old Too Young to Die? He's too old to stay. He's too old to be hanging around now. It's been waiting that long.
And have they cast PJ Gallagher as Q yet?
Yeah, I don't know if Elton beyond that upset him. I'll be the Rocket Man. That'd be a bad guy name.
Yeah, Sister Sledge, we are family here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Quick hello to Marie. She's from Limerick, but she's listening to us in sunny Bulgaria.
Sunny Bulgaria, wow!
Gee, I tell you, it's amazing, isn't it? Cape Town and Bulgaria and
New York,
Perth and all
sorts of
places.
This morning, jeepers, everyone's still doing their holiday, travelling around, yeah.
And also, somebody was on to say that apparently it was a tank container fell off a trailer on top of Alexandra Road. So that problem at the Dublin port.
Right.
I assume that means one of those just big steel containers as opposed to a container with a tank in it.
That would be the only sort of thing that you'd go or you'd run to have a look at.
Yeah, that'd make it sound like the beginnings of a Bond movie.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. That's how too young to die. I'm after confusing myself. What's their actual
name?
It's
actually called
Too Late to Die.
No.
Too new
it's called
to die.
Never. No Time to Die.
No Time to Die.
No Time to Die.
Thank you very much. You put me off there.
Yo, what a night. December 1963. Frankie Valli here at Classic Hits. Almost 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way. 087-188-0008. Get us on WhatsApp. Don't give us your guess. Whatever you do, just let us know that you want to play. You can get the call from Magic Mike to get on and have a go at our €520. And remember, of course, classichits.ie, the place to start if you want to listen to it. Again, but in the meantime, if you're heading off to work at the moment, or if, let's say, you're still in the house, you've only just dragged yourself out of your labba.
If you're just out, maybe
you're thinking to yourself, okay, yeah, it's hump day and all, middle of the week, but I'm still exhausted.
And maybe even you slept in. Maybe you're in a panic. legging it into work going, oh, jeez, I can't believe it's not the extra hour. Don't be panicking. Calm down, everybody. You may have just saved your life.
Yeah.
You may have just saved your life because new research, good news, actually, for anyone who enjoys a lie-in, especially at the weekend. I'm looking at you, Jim.
Yeah. Because you don't even lie in at weekends, really.
I do, but it's...
Yeah, your version of a lie-in is 8 o'clock or something, is it?
No.
Half 7.
Yeah, about half 7.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I wouldn't be later than that. I wouldn't know what to do. Sure, if you get about, that's a 2.5 hour
You wouldn't know what to
lying.
Do while you're in bed. Have you thought about, sleeping?
It's a 2.5 hour lying. What do you mean?
Because you go to bed at the same time at the weekends as you do during the week, do you?
Well, I went to bed earlier, last weekend.
You're a machine, man.
I'm not really. No, I'm obviously not a machine. I was tired.
Have you been reading Arnie's books again? On how to get ahead in life?
Not really. No, I just like being... I don't know.
Yeah.
I like going to bed early. There's nothing to be doing at night. No, you know
you're
what
right.
I mean?
There's only bad things
happen
at night.
I'm 44 years old. What am I going to be doing at night time on my own?
Yeah, you'd only end up getting up to no good.
Walking around, looking up. hanging around pubs on Saturdays on my own. Stop. Be a mad thing to be doing. Right, so good news to anyone who enjoys a lion. Oh, yeah, like I said that, yeah. Here's looking at you, Jim. We'll go back. I literally rewound my brain. Isn't that mad? I rewound it. So scientists have found that evidence that sleeping in over the weekend reduces the risk of premature death.
That's
a good side effect to anything. Dying too early is a very good thing. Researchers claim that the benefits of a long lie-in on a Saturday and a Sunday benefited people who slept for shorter periods during the week.
Brilliant.
Here's looking at you, Jim. Right?
Because they used to tell you that you couldn't make up for it at weekends.
Well,
but now
they're saying
you can.
You kind of can.
Brilliant. And how long do you get to lie in?
Jim's one of these fellas, right? It doesn't really give you that. He's looking for the real details now. Jim's just, he's really interested in this because he's, you know what I mean? Monday is a good example. We were watching the match, you know, Manchester United was. Yeah. I was chatting to Jim the next morning. Very tired. I had to stay up and watch, see what Solskjaer says. It must be a 11:15 before. It's like, you maniac. He stayed up really late on the Monday. And then Gary Neville was very upset. And he's keeping Jim awake. Gary Neville being very upset.
It's weird. It's just sometimes it happens like that. You get a run of stuff. Like, I didn't have a great sleep on Sunday into Monday.
Yeah.
And then Monday night was the football. So I was kind of missed out on that. So I am a little bit tired, actually.
You're very tired.
And I have to say, this music isn't really helping.
You're not going to get him out of the bag now on Saturday morning. Wait, you see. It'll be lunchtime before he gets out of the bag on Sunday. He'll be roaring into the pub next door. Bring us in a fish and chips. I'm trying to save my life in bed here. You know what I mean?
So that I can officially use that at weekends then.
If
I won't get out of the scratcher at weekends, I can officially say that
that is a life-saving
operation that is happening there.
You more or less can. This study is by a team of Sweden, Stockholm University, analysed 43,000 people under 65 years of age, pretty comprehensive, and found that those who only got 5 hours of sleep per night were increasing their mortality risks, and that if they did have to lie in on the weekends, it does bring them back into a sort of a safer zone. It changes the body, changes your, your physicality, your physiology. There you go, that's the word I'm looking
Deadly.
For. So there you go. Although I don't think it counts in the case of a lot of people now, they're going, oh, savage. So you're saying if I go out and eat curries and chips and have a load of fizzies and I wake up hanging like a dog on Saturday, if I just stay in bed for the whole day, it makes everything actually better than it was when I started. No. Nobody's saying that.
Yeah, that's Gala, Freed from Desire here at Classic Hits, almost 10 to 8. PJ Gallagher's been singing along to that. Slightly different lyrics, your version.
Slightly different lyrics. The old Bohemian Football Club version, so a few people will know what that is. If you've ever been to the matches, you probably know what it is as well.
Radio. Yeah, I was just going to say, you're not allowed to say it on the radio.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, getting into good singing spirits, which is good to see, because obviously the hit bit's on the way. The only thing, there's a slight problem. Magic Mike is sitting here.
He's sitting here, and he knows that puts me off. So I'm afraid, Magic Mike, I'm afraid, if you're not going to leave the room, you're going to have to turn around.
This is outrageous.
You're going to have to turn around.
Is this seriously a thing? I thought it was a joke.
You've taken his mojo. You've intimidated him.
And you brought this on yourself by out-singing me in the last hit bit.
Right,
would you mind turning
around? I'd rather if you turned around.
So is that okay now?
Thank you, Jim. If you don't mind, Jim, you can play the jingle now.
Okay, let's proceed.
Classic hits.
And now, the hit bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit.
Look away.
It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit-bit!
Unbelievable. That's outrageous, that is.
Unbelievable.
I'm
going
to stare him down
Mike
tomorrow.
Mike was literally had to stare the other way.
It's so much easier when he's not looking at me. Because he's not. You can't see the sniggledy snake
it's
in him.
It's the eyes.
Giving
is
you the
eyes.
And the whole, like, the smirk that says I can do better and all. You know?
Anything you can do.
That's it.
All that we know is that PJ's off for a couple of days. Should be interesting.
Oh,
what happens there.
Oh, do you hear him? I've
heard rumours that the lads from the RTE Concert Orchestra aren't.
Jim, I want no singing when I'm gone, right? It's up to you to. You're the gatekeeper here.
The gatekeeper. Anyway, listen, it's all about the hit bit and your chance to win €520.
Yes, it is. €520 this morning. All for you if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this hit bit from. There you go. And it's going to be. Now, let me get this right. Is this right? Corinne. God, no. What is it?
Corinne.
Corinne, I beg your pardon. Hey, Corinne.
Good morning.
Corinne, I beg your pardon. Corinne Gahan,
That's
is that right?
That is correct.
Oh, thanks very much. I was bound to make a mess of that, seeing as though I make a mess of everything at the moment.
Corinne is that, what's the origin of that name?
I think it's, well, it's Korean French.
So. Korean French?
French, as in Corinne Bailey Ray.
Korean French?
I thought you meant the country of Korea mixed
no,
with the country
Korean.
Of France.
So did I.
Korean French.
Sorry.
As we know, yeah, that dying French. Language that is Korean French.
Ah, yes. I remember we used to learn that in school.
Oh, right. How are you anyway? Are you having a good day, Corinne?
I'm great.
Corinne.
I'm great. Corinne, yeah. I'm great. Thank you.
Right, so do you know what I'll do? I'm going to get off this because I'm making an idiot out of myself completely. I'm going to try and give you some money. What do you think it is, Corinne?
I think it's Britney Spears' Toxic.
Right.
Toxic.
What
do
you reckon,
Britney?
Like?
What'd you say her name was again, PJ?
Corinne.
Oh. Anyway, you think it's Britney Spears' Toxic? Oh,
yes.
Oops. You did it again. It's wrong.
Oh, sorry about that, Corin.
Thanks for the laugh, guys.
No worries.
Love the show.
Thanks a million. Bye-bye now.
And I love Korean French as much
Korean
as
French.
I have to say.
I think it's my second favourite language.
Second favourite. After the old Irish English. and Mike, not a bad pun from Mike either, has to be said. So, Stephen in Dublin. How are you getting on, Stephen?
Hey, guys.
Morning. How's it going, Stephen? How are you?
Oh, good, Jim.
Yeah, Jim. Are you just out of the scratcher?
I wish two young kids are going to keep me awake all night, I'm afraid.
Oh, gee. Wow. All right. So, here's a man who needs a little bit of a little bit of sunshine in his life.
Are you heading into work today, or have you got the kids for the full day?
Yeah, I'm on an afternoon.
Right.
You know?
Right. So he goes into work in the afternoon for a bit of a rest.
Right. Let's send you off to Smith's Toy Shop or something with a few quid.
Yeah.
What do you reckon then, Stephen? What do you think it is?
I was thinking it was Pink's Get Party Started.
What one is it?
Pink, get this party
pink,
started.
Right, yeah,
good tune.
Yeah, unfortunately, Stephen, we can't get the party started for you this morning. It is wrong, but in a way, it's kind of a beautiful trauma because you can go up on classichits.ie and see all the previous guesses and have a go again.
Ah, not bad. The old double song title in the phone, that's not bad.
The old 1-2.
Yeah, sorry about that, Stephen.
Stephen, listen, best of luck with the kids. Have a good day. Take care of yourself,
man.
See you later, boss. Take it easy.
Bye-bye. Right, so it means
we
have to go again with the Damien Farrelly.
20-5. And I tell you something, Damien's a great fella now, but you get no Korean French with him.
Yeah, the Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, 21st of August. Yes, sweet dreams are made of this and nightmares are made of this. Hear the joy emanating from that side of the desk.
Yeah.
Magic Mike has joined us back in studio to reveal what is probably already
apparent
to you, because a few people were texting in thinking that we had forgotten about the whole kind of forfeit thing after our skill zone challenge, but it was actually Magic Mike was painstakingly pouring through the texts, and at least tell me it was relatively close, Michael.
Yeah, it was very close, to be fair. So the question
not
was...
Not that it matters.
The question
oh
asked... God,
you can be so cruel, Galar, sometimes.
The question asked to the audience was, should PJ also have to do a forfeit? Because, of course, Jim has to wear a Liverpool jersey on October 19th, by the way, Jim, for the Man United-Liverpool game.
Well, don't forget to tell him why. It's because he lost!
At 5:30. Yeah, he did lose. However, we went through all the footage and all the rest of it, and your behaviour on the day was outrageous. Yeah. So I suggested you should have a forfeit. And the forfeit...
For unsporting behaviour.
For unsporting behaviour,
yes.
And, well, cheating, to a degree.
Yeah. Well, apparently not.
Anyway, the forfeit...
Apparently not. Everyone that watched the video...
Just because you've had a career of international stardom and you called on all your cronies to support you. Unbelievable. David and Goliath, it was like,
look at this, unbelievable. You can't break these lads up once a row gets done.
Yeah, I know.
So the forfeit put to PJ was to wear a Kerry jersey, because Jim has to wear the Liverpool jersey, and let's just be honest here, Jim, you do detest Liverpool.
Well, I mean, it's literally going to burn me skin. I was actually considering going to a doctor and asking for a note.
Like holy water, holy water on Dracula.
That it would be like, I'd be allergic.
Yeah. So the idea was for PJ to wear a kind of a bit of a step up here, a Kerry jersey on Hill 16, because you do have a ticket for the All-Ireland final.
It's a hell of a step up. All-Ireland final Sunday, Dublin-Kerry, the most legendary rivalry in the history of the game. I'm a Dubs fan since before I could walk. And now I have to wear a Kerry. You were asking me to wear a Kerry jersey on the hill on All-Ireland Sunday.
Yeah.
Then you wonder why people voted against you, Jim. Get out of it.
It was very tight, PJ. Well, very tight.
The results are in, right, and we're going to round it up. To be fair, right, people were sympathetic towards PJ, considering he is a fan, a major fan of the Dubs.
And of course he isn't the old celebrity and all that.
That sort of stuff. He had his fan base.
Hill 16 is doubling all day.
Anyway, you'll be glad to know, PJ, that of 60-40 in favour of you not having to do it.
64, I find that, I'd say it was a lot more. I'd say it was 49-51.
He loses twice in a row and he's acting.
A lot of people came aboard and said it's a step too far to have you to wear a Kerry jersey on the hill because of obviously your
unbelievable.
The fact that you're a major fan and the abuse you would receive as well. However, there has been a little change. Someone has been in touch, gentlemen, right?
Someone has been in touch.
Someone has been in touch with me. We've had a bit of chat over the phone, over the email and all that sort of stuff. And PJ Gallagher, I'm going to put it to you again. Are you sure you wouldn't like to wear it on the hill?
Who's been in touch? Paul Galvin or the Gooch or some yahoo trying to... they'd care.
Jim Gavin and Casey thinks you're a bad omen. Yeah, actually, get him in a Kerry jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Yes, I'm sure, by the way. No, it's not happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, Make A Wish Ireland have been in
touch.
No way! They have.
Make A Wish!
They have. They were listening to the show the other day and they said, hang on a second.
Tell me. Please tell me that a child has a wish to see PJ Gallagher in a Kerry jersey. Please tell me that's true.
I think many children have a wish to see PJ Gallagher on the hill in a Kerry jersey. No, they have said to us, why don't we throw down that this should be done for charity, right? So they asked me, would PJ Gallagher consider, if the vote went the way it has gone, would he consider doing it for charity? To essentially, a charity that helps grant wishes to seriously ill children across Ireland.
Oh,
that is Make-A-Wish Ireland.
They
are the Classic Hits charity partner.
So PJ wouldn't do that. Well, I mean, like, you know what I mean? You know the way he is with...
I can't believe that this is emotional blackmail of the highest order.
Hang on, PJ.
This is actually disgusting behaviour from Mike Hogan.
We didn't even say anything. We didn't even suggest it.
As if nobody knows where this is going. This is outrageous.
It's up to you. Absolutely, you're a grown man. You can choose not to do it.
You're a grown man with a mad mustache. You can make your own decisions.
Absolutely. This is emotional blackmail.
If you don't want to help grant wishes, you don't have to do it.
And I don't want to influence you in any way, but I will say, literally, we've just gotten a text in saying, I'll give €20, lads, from English Inn. Did they really ring in? Yeah.
They really rang in, yeah. And we have a target in mind, right?
Oh, you've gone down the road with this a bit, haven't you?
I've gone down the road, yeah.
Sniggledy Snake has been working on this.
He doesn't realise. Why do you think we delayed the vote? Why do you think we delayed the reveal for a couple of days?
This is disgraceful.
I don't want to influence it, but somebody says another €20 here. There's somebody saying, Alan, €10 from Alan there. Sorry, I'm only just saying.
Before we set this and
sure,
stuff.
Sure, 50 quid will get you nothing for a kid.
Before we set this in stone, why don't we go on a bit of a discovery mission, right?
Right.
And find out if people will be interested in doing it first and foremost, and of course if this man will do it.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, it is
this
a big ask.
This is outrageous.
It is a big ask to actually, you know, to watch a football match wearing a jersey and think that you're helping lots of children around Ireland.
PJ, it's not a big deal. You just have to wear it on the day. Everyone knows you're a Dubs fan anyway.
You're such a pair of tossers.
What?
You put me into this position now where if I say no, it's going to be, Grant,
So, PJ Gallagher, who hates children, you know, that's extraordinary. That's what you've done.
Well,
that's
do
what you've done.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't even answer the question. I've had enough of you.
Here is the question.
I'm walking out of the studio.
Would you like to help Grant Wish heal children across Ireland?
I'm leaving. I'm walking out of the
studio. That's it, yeah, yeah. Is that enough?
It's emotional blackmail.
Yes. Right, listen, just out of curiosity, right, if anybody, you know, just in case it would make a difference, like, to be fair to PJ, you know, he should know whether if he did manage to get persuaded to do it, that it would actually be worthwhile. So 087-188-0008, if that's the kind of thing that you would actually support.
Right, I'm coming
PJ
back wearing because that I can't let this
for,
go on.
For the benefit of the Make-A-Wish Ireland Foundation. I mean, I don't know. Just, I'll leave it up to you. 087-188-0008. Far be it from me to get involved in this.
If you do decide to do it, we'll give all the relevant details and so on. But if you don't decide to do it, that's fine,
absolutely
PJ. As we
fine.
Say, you're a grown man.
Yeah.
There's no problem.
Yeah, there's no problem. Absolutely no pressure.
Now I know how Michael Collins felt when he was forced to sign the treaty.
Kind of a coincidence that song played there, isn't it? Like Blue.
Yeah,
you
I'd say that wasn't planned at all, was it?
I was just thinking,
I'd say that's
I mean,
just
I didn't, I'm only just
yeah.
copped it now. Blue there.
You did, which, yeah.
I'm telling you, I have no control over the music, as you well know.
Unbelievable.
It's a coincidence. But anyway, listen, Magic Mike is back in studio with us. I just, Mike, to be fair, right, what I will say is that we have had, in fairness, right, there is one text in which I think we should take care, you know, we should take notice of.
Okay.
Because I think we do have to be fair to PJ in this.
Okay.
And Stephen in Kingswood has texted in. And he has said, "Ah, lads, that's so cruel to PJ. How could you do that to a diehard Dubs fan?"
True.
I'll donate €20.
See the way I stay quiet. I knew there was a sting in the tail. There was no way he was going to read that out in genuine sympathy. No.
Actually, there is another good suggestion here from somebody who calls themselves a Kerry woman. Yasmin says, "Guys, you should set a money target that needs to be met before PJ has to wear the jersey."
Okay, yeah, there you go. I'd say a million would be
a million.
Hang on, a million euro. Okay,
but there is a huge response from. Now, obviously, it's up to you, PJ, but, I mean, you see the text there as clearly as I do with all of the people who say they would happily donate to the fantastic cause that is the Make-A-Wish Ireland Foundation, helping kids right across the country to experience once-in-a-lifetime opportunities.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know.
So you've had a few minutes to consider it. You've seen the unbelievable reaction on the WhatsApp, right? Let's set a target. So
I don't think you understand, by the way, just to let... season ticket. If you don't go to every game, they take it off you.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been going to every single game.
Yeah.
So I would get an All-Ireland ticket.
Uh-huh. And you haven't now.
It was granted to me 4 days ago. Right?
Granted to you?
Yeah, because you have to be... you have to qualify for it.
Yeah.
I just got it. And now you lads are saying...
No.
Now you're...
You can't pin this on us.
No.
Now, this was an outside suggestion from the outside world in. We just happened... Mike just mentioned it came in.
I just got a call on Monday morning after the show. That's all that happened to me, PJ.
But you lads... are trying to spoil the experience.
We'll put a target. We'll put a target on it, and then you can give your final say, right?
Go on, yeah.
So
do you know actually what's in a kind of... Can I just make a small suggestion?
Uh-huh.
This target, in honour of the kind of game that it is, it should have a 5 in it somewhere.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough. But a sort
you know
of
what
a
I mean?
A doable 5.
Because the whole
though.
5 in a row thing.
Right, okay,
just
fair
mean.
Enough, fair enough. Okay, so here, we put it to you, PJ. If we can raise, as a show, as a radio station... €5,000 from Make-A-Wish Ireland. Will you wear a Kerry jersey for the game on Hill 16 on Sunday week?
For the All-Ireland final is what you're asking me to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Five grand.
There's no way to say, as soon as you say no, you go, oh, the kids and
five
all.
£5,000 to Make-A-Wish, who help grant wishes to seriously ill children across Ireland. PJ Gallagher, I am ready and waiting here to give out the donation number and all the details. Are you willing to do it?
He has to see, Jimmy, you see that? He has it set up and everything.
You
can't
you
just do that with a number like that. That takes days to set that up. I've been working. I'm not blowing right.
I tell you something. Takes a day and a half.
I tell you something. Jacinta in City West, there's the thing. Just in case any members of, you know, Croke Park or Dublin GAA or anything like that happen to be listening, Jacinta has said, "Lads, I really think it should be a team effort, all in for the win." Tell you something, if I could get an All-Ireland ticket, I'd wear a Bloomin' Kerry jersey.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'd stand beside you. Good. Anyway, that's never going to happen.
If anyone knows of a spare Hill ticket, then you know what to do.
The most important thing is, anyway, listen, PJ, no pressure, but
okay,
what do you want to
grand,
do?
Yeah. What choice do I have? Yes is the answer. I will do it. Yeah.
Good man, PJ.
Well, it's only a day of history that you could enjoy and talk about for the rest of your life. It's
PJ,
only that.
It'll be even more memorable.
Yeah.
PJ, the only thing is, remember, it ain't over till it's over. We still have to raise the $5,000. There's a lot of work, and by God, we'll do the work, won't we, Jim?
There's no shortage of that.
Oh, no. We'll put the hard work in, don't get us wrong. Yeah. But I mean, it's $5,000.
A few people are suggesting a compromise that if you a half and half. That you only have to wear it for half the game.
What?
I don't understand.
Go hard or go home.
They want me to bring a change of clothes.
No, just a load of people have said, you know, the compromise could be if you wear, you know, say the Kerry jersey for the first half and then switch to your Dubs jersey so that when the Dubs win, you can celebrate in a Dubs jersey.
If the Dubs win, don't be getting us into that hole. Right, we're in some trouble
anyway,
there.
Here are the details, lads. Right, here we go. Right, let's kick this off. Fair play to you, PJ, first and foremost. Good sport, even though you're a reluctant sport.
Yeah, I'm not a good sport. I'm not happy about it at all.
To donate €4, it's just €4 for a donation, for a text donation. You text my wish, you have to put that word in. Text my wish to 50300 to donate €4. Text costs €4. Make a wish will receive a minimum of €3.60. Service providers like Charity and Helpline is 076-680-5278. So to donate €4, text.
How does he have that organized?
I told you, that takes it.
This is all planned.
Oh my God.
Just came out of the top of my head. You know?
It takes like 2 days to set them up.
Text.
You know what I mean?
We'll put all the details, by the way, on the Classic Hits Facebook page.
You can't just do that. Like,
swished.
Oh my God.
Text my wish, all one word. Text my wish to 50300 to donate just €4 for PJ to be on the hill with a Kerry jersey.
I wasn't going to have to text that number now myself and all.
Just add insult to injury. Yeah. I will be at you. Have you made a donation, PJ?
Yeah. And now wait and see. They'll be out to me now. Jesus, those jerseys there, they're like £70, PJ. Good luck with that.
Janet Jackson, When I Think of You. 20 to 9 here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. We got breakfast table quiz on the way. As I say, you don't even have to score to win. You can get yourself a €50 gift card from Kildare Village just for taking part. If you want to just let us know that you fancy having a play, WhatsApp 087-188-0008. You could be getting the call from Magic Mike. And speaking of important numbers, of course, and the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, it's a well-worn phrase on this show that not all heroes wear capes.
For sure.
Some of them wear Kerry jerseys, right? PJ Gallagher has very kindly agreed, not as a forfeit. I want this to be absolutely clear, right?
This is not a forfeit.
This is a
winning
decision that PJ has made as a charitable donation because he is a hero.
Oh, you're
a hero,
Chad. I tell you,
he has agreed that providing the preordained amount of money is met, that being $5,000 for the five in a row. That if we can hit $5,000, then he will don, for whatever period of time, we're not 100% sure.
It'll be the match. It has to be the match. Like, that's the thing.
To be fair now, look at this, right? Somebody's text in. Let me find out who this person's name is, because I think it's a very good text. It comes in from Michelle, right? And Michelle has said, PJ, you only have to wear it on Hill 16, right? Doesn't mean you have to show it off. Pull on a Dublin jersey over it.
Oh, see.
You're in Ireland, the land of technicalities.
You see, as much as I really appreciate your text, I genuinely do. I appreciate what you're trying to do for me here. In fact, we should meet up and talk about this for other parts of my life, but I can't get out of this one because if there's not photographic evidence and if there's not videos, what's going to happen is I'll be walking around for another year. What's going to happen is this.
Right.
It'll be a whole year of walking around going, you didn't really do it though. You didn't really do it. you didn't, you sap. You did. You say, you sap is what you are. You pop out chicken, scab.
So you'll have to go full on. Whoever's
in the All-Ireland the following year, what'll happen then is I'll have to go and they'll make me wear some half and half blowing weirdo jersey. So the only way to do this and to get rid of it out of my life is to go and wear it for the 70 minutes.
And
I know
do it
that
properly,
much.
Right.
Yeah.
So listen, it's all dependent, of course, upon reaching that magic target While the Dubs go for 5 in a row, we go for 5 grand. And if we get 5 grand, then PJ has agreed to do this. So if you want to be part of it, if you want to make a donation to Make-A-Wish Ireland, you can simply text my wish, okay, all one word, my wish, to 50300 to donate €4, okay? Quick update from Magic Mike, there's already over €400 raised. Just want to let you know that. But anyway, my wish to 50300 and you'll donate €4. Texts cost €4. Make-A-Wish, receive a minimum of 360. Service provider like charity. So that's what it's all about. Will we hit the magic 5 grand for PJ to take on this extraordinary act of generosity?
You know what I mean? 4,999 quid. Everybody's a winner.
Right.
Everybody's a winner then.
Is that what you're saying?
I just want to say that out there.
So basically, if we,
you know,
so you'd be, if we could get to 4,999, you'd be happy to just call it
I
a day.
I think we should say that's enough. No one's going to get upset over that.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So, as we were saying earlier on, it is a great week to play the Breakfast Table Quiz. You don't even have to score anything to get a prize. A €50 Kildare Village gift card is the prize for everyone who plays this week. End of week winner then gets upgraded to a €300 gift card for Kildare Village. Hundreds of new arrivals to help you find the perfect wardrobe essentials. New autumn arrivals and 100 boutiques to choose from. All the big brands, Armani and Brooks Brothers, Michael Kors, Clarks, Barber, Hugo Boss, on and on and on the list goes. And of course, up to 60% off all year round. KildareVillage.com is the website if you want to check it out for yourself. And at the moment, I think we're at 11, is it?
We're at 11. 11 is the score to beat you on Breakfast Table Quiz this morning. So 12 or more and you will be in the lead. But like Jim said, you're a winner already. So
yeah,
you don't worry too much about it. Mary Dickinson and Mead is going to play as well. How are you, Mary?
Morning, PJ. How are you?
Oh, you know something, I've had better mornings. I've been put under duress here. How are you, Mary?
I know. I think they bully you in there, PJ.
You're dead. You know something, Mary? You're dead right. I'm glad somebody's so
kindly spoken
up for me.
For God's sake, Mary, don't start endorsing him. We'll never hear the end of us.
She knows the deal. Good for you,
Mary. It's a charity thing. It's a charity thing.
Yeah. They're using the charity as a stick to beat a man. Isn't that terrible, Mary?
Awful.
Now, the most important thing for you, Mary, is that we give you this Kildare Village gift card. €50 to spend in Kildare Village. That's yours straight away, Mary. Well done.
Super. Thank you.
And, of course, if all goes to plan, that could be upgraded to €300. So we just need at least 12. How do you feel? Was that a confidence?
Is that all? Is that I think all? She said, yeah. No, it's not even saying anything
no,
to us now.
No, right, she's keeping
Are you still there, Mary? Are you just keeping quiet for the questions?
I'm just keeping quiet. I'm just
Hearing
myself.
Lying low.
Concentrating.
I was going to say a snake in the grass, but that's not the right word at all. What's the one I'm waiting in the long grass? Yeah.
Right, well, here we go then. 60 seconds on the clock. Best of luck, Mary. Here we go.
How many inches are there in 2 feet?
24.
In what country is the tennis tournament Flushing Meadows played?
America.
Yeah, at what football ground does Liverpool Football Club play its home matches? Bayern Munich is a football team for what country?
Germany.
Which implement is usually used to play orchestral string instruments?
Bow.
Naan and soda are both types of what?
Pat.
Bread. Scrumpy is a rough, unsweetened variety of what alcoholic drink?
Cider.
Yeah, in what Mediterranean country would you find a tourist resort of Ayia Napa?
Cyprus.
Which Kevin Costner film featured the character Stands with a Fist and Wind in His Hair?
Dances with Wolves.
In the animal kingdom, what F describes a long, sharp tooth?
Saber.
A fang. What pop band told us all to relax in 1983?
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
What is the medical name for bad breath?
Halitosis.
In the USA, what's the name of the river that separates Manhattan from New Jersey?
The Hudson.
In 2000, what European nation was added to the Five Nations Rugby Championship?
Ireland.
It was Italy. Italy were added.
Right, okay. But still, I tell you, there was some good scoring in there by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I think so. You are flying. You're absolutely flying. So,
here's
fingers crossed for you. Let's do the count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Ah, you're joking. You're joking me. So what ones did she get wrong? Only the bread.
Got the bread, got the fang, and got the Italy.
That's it.
Literally, just those three.
Scaldy.
Any one of them would have made a difference.
So scaldy. I'm so sorry, Mary. And you being on my side and everything. If I could have cheated for you, I would.
Yeah, I'm amazed there wasn't another three questions in there.
Oh, so sorry. Mary, I definitely wanted to cheat for you there if I could have.
Listen, Mary, it was a brave attempt. You really couldn't have done much better, to be fair to you. 11 was the score we already had. Unfortunately, we don't do draws. But the good news is you walk away with the €50 gift card for Kildare Village. So well done, you.
Isn't that just fabulous.
Fantastic.
Good stuff.
I'm glad you got something out of it. You deserve it.
Cheers, Mary. Have a great day.
Thanks very much, guys.
Take care.
Bye. See you, Mary. Good luck.
Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. And regular listeners to the show will probably remember this, right? Because we did this last year, PJ.
We did.
We had a chat about, well, to be honest with you, it's all really come about, I suppose, since your involvement with the RLLI.
Yeah, and then you realise that when you volunteer for the RLLI, you're not volunteering just for the RLLI, you're volunteering for absolutely every single request ever that comes through the crew, which is grand and great fun and that. So this year, last year we were talking about the National Services Day and all the events around it, and now
It's
come around again. So now in studio we've Garda Kevin Gralton, who's going to tell us all about it again. How are you? Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Are you one of the brains behind this, Kevin? Are you one of the organising brains, or are you the PR for it all?
About 10 years ago I got roped into doing this kind of thing, and it has expanded, and last year it was announced as National Services Day, so we've added a few bits to it, and we bring in a concert to it this year.
Right, now the services thing covers everything. So you're talking what? You're talking fire service, Garda service, all the emergency services.
All. We've about 20 affiliated groups. We've statutory and voluntary.
That took me by surprise as well, because you forget, I think a lot of people don't realise how many emergency services there is. Like if you think of civil defence, blood bikes.
Does that come in under it as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's the St. John's Ambulance, is that all part of it?
St. John's, Order Malta, prison service, you name it, we have them. And we have SARDA, they're dogs that do searching. We have mountain rescue groups, etc. So we bring as many as we can in to get them in.
Yeah, I think even the revenue are turning up this year, aren't they? The people who go in the boat and the clipper and everything.
Say no more about that.
Yeah, I'm afraid that was not a good selling.
we don't want to put off the audience, PJ.
I think it's great. You can come down and say what you want to the revenue with the protection of the Gardaí and maybe the army.
Anyway, listen, so as you mentioned, Kevin, there's a kind of a concert element to it this year. So it's actually taking place in the National Concert Hall on the 31st of August, and so that's what's one of the big celebrations. That's ahead of the actual kind of parade day and all that.
Yeah, that's kind of the opening of all the events, and this is the third year in succession that we've run it. But we've the National Concert Hall this year, and we've 14 different acts and some very very big special guests such as Jack L, Chevelle, the Bonnymen, who are fantastic. October Fires are an emerging band. Were with us last year. Chevelle came with us last year. The Bonnymen. But we've the Garda Band, we've pipes and drums from the National Ambulance Service, we've pipes and drums from the Irish Prison Service, we have choirs that we brought in from a community aspect. Sea of Change, the choir that were in the Voice of Ireland.
Oh, right, okay.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, they do kind of a half Monty, but they're not doing it for us.
Right,
you know, so they're fantastic.
Half Monty,
yeah, top half. So we've acquired from Cork that have won a couple of international competitions, but we have kids as well. We bring in youth into it. We're bringing the Cultus group, the Crave Sean Tracy, they're called.
Right.
They came with us last year. There was a 12-year-old came out on stage and sang. We didn't know she was on the clore. She was absolutely amazing.
Wow.
So they're coming with us again.
So you discovered talent as well.
So 14 different acts and all in the National Concert Halls, which is an amazing venue for this type of thing, isn't it?
Absolutely fantastic. And it's a 3-hour event.
Right.
And tickets are very reasonably priced.
Just as a matter of interest, where do you get tickets? Do you get it through kind of normal sources for tickets, or the concert hall themselves, or is it through...
Two ways of getting them. The concert hall website, nch.ie. You can book up to 9 at a time on that, or you can ring the concert hall on 417-0000.
And how much are we talking?
Well, the
very reasonable, PJ.
I'm very reasonable,
And I put it this way, there are three prices. There's a 30, a 20 and a 15 with a promotional code. And we're giving out the promotional code. It's our group. It's called FESSEF, F-E-S-S-E-F. It's FESSEF 19. You put that in on the website, you get your tickets for €15.
That's great. That's very good. Can't beat that, in fairness. That is great value
for a 3-hour gig.
And the gig is only a part of the whole celebration of the National Services, though, isn't there? Because there's the parade, and then, of course, there's the display in Dublin Castle as well, which is a bring your family and all free event as well.
Yeah, the parade kicks off from Parnell Square. It's a huge thing this year. We expect over 1,200 people participating. You'll have marching bands, you'll have marching women and men, you'll have patrol cars and fire engines and everything that goes with it. Anything that flashes blue is there.
Yeah.
So for somebody who wants to get sort of a general idea of what's going on, if they're interested in more than just one event, like, is there a place where, kind of the best place to get all the info?
Yes, the National Services Day is a website there. If you look up that, but what I'd say to you is, go to the concert. That's the one where you learn about everything that's to come.
Oh, right, okay. So it's kind of like a concert come information, even the whole thing. It's all rolled into one. You can do the whole lot.
Absolutely. We will be giving out everything at the concert as well as giving you a good concert. Yeah.
And of course, the days for it is the 31st of August in the National Concert Hall. And then we mentioned the parade happening on the 7th of September. But a whole load of events, as you were saying, PJ.
A whole load of events, I have to say. Yeah, I was raging I missed it last year. And all the pictures, everyone I know that was there last year said it was an amazing thing to be a part of. Concert parade, the whole, I said, was just fantastic. So
are you planning on being?
I'm absolutely planning on being on both dates. Yeah. Cool. Can't wait. Yeah. Really looking forward to it.
And we're doing it with the Little Blue Heroes. They're leading the parade, and we have a very special Grand Marshal who we are not announcing yet.
Oh, really? Secrecy.
Oh, right.
Jim, are you hanging around with people I don't know about?
Kevin, thank you so much for coming in. Continued success with it. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely huge. It sounds fantastic. So fingers crossed.
Thanks, guys. You've been fantastic. Really appreciate it.
Sorry, thanks for coming in. Cheers.